Kane and Bucks. Can't stop addicted
to the shindig. Oh, it's been a busy couple of hours. Pretty easy when you have a weekend of sport as jam-packed as what it has been. And part of the story is the Blues. They've now won 8 in a row. What a game of football. Some saying the best of the year as they held on against Melbourne on Saturday night. What a turnaround it has been in season. To tell us about it is our next guest, thanks to Tyre Power. Save big time with 4 for 3 on selected Kumho tyres. Power up sale is on now. Their GM of football is our next guest, Brad Lloyd. Brad, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Kane. Thanks for having me on.
Was the Matildas a distraction at all? We've seen some amazing social media images of your players sort of watching it as they're warming up and the game went on forever. Were you conscious of it? Did you address it? Were you watching it in the change rooms?
Yeah, I was watching it in the change rooms. Watching with the coaches in the locker room as well. But then, yeah, as we come out of Bossy's meeting, we sort of switched it off inside so the boys could start their warm-up. But, yeah, it was a bit of a different atmosphere. You're sort of going out, walking out onto the ground and just seeing everyone. Yeah, you could see everyone's distracted by something else. It was a bit of a strange feeling, but a good feeling at the same time. And, yeah, in the box it's a little bit quieter, but you could hear the crowd roaring every now and then. That had nothing to do with the footy.
Brad, let's get straight into it. Like, tell us about the pressure in your role. You went through a significant review and came out the other side of it. Then the 6-game losing streak this year, and felt like, or would have felt, I'm sure, that the walls were closing in and the fans were so frustrated, and it was coming from everywhere to the point where you're at now. I mean, I can't imagine you saw this coming, but your role and the pressure you felt over the last 2 seasons, I'd love to hear from that.
Yeah, it's been challenging. I think the first game, I think the last round of 2018, we got thumped. So it was a hard start. But, certainly the review a couple of years ago was a really challenging situation sort of that carried on throughout a big chunk of the second half of the year. So that was pretty taxing. But we took a lot of learnings, and you just got to embrace the change with it all. But, yeah, certainly the start of this year, it was tough as things built. But I felt like the environment was really strong. So it is hard going into exec and board meetings and sort of, we feel like we're on the right track and we feel like things are tracking okay culturally, but we're just not quite turning that into wins. But, I thought everyone's stuck. There's been really good stability through the footy club. Everyone's really stuck together well, and it's great that it's turned, and to win 8 in a row and still not quite have that final spot absolutely locked just shows how far we fell behind. But, it's been a challenge, but I think everyone's really built their resilience too. Like, it's a good lesson for players, everyone, coaches, supporters, like from a club point of view, that things can turn. So I think we'll really learn from it.
Congratulations on where the club's at, Lua. You obviously you talk about that stability. What has Brian Cook's role been in that? Because there was obviously some board members that weren't happy, and you had that agitation, early in the season or mid-season when things weren't looking great. But it seems to me like an experienced football head like Brian Cook, who's been around success and knows the importance of stability, has been a guiding light for you.
Yeah, Brian's been sensational. Yeah, I know at the start of the year, even before the season started, before round one, he said win, lose or draw, stay the course was his message. So that's the type of person he is, and he doesn't get too flustered even through the heavy losses. He was able to sort of stay pretty light with it all, and just sort of keep asking the right questions and keep the balance. So he's really calm head around the place. So I think we've got a lot of calm heads throughout the footy club. Luke Sayers is the same. Vossi, there was times where things were getting really bad, and those situations can get toxic, and maybe were in a few parts in the outside, but he stayed really stable as well. Vossi through it all and kept looking at the strengths of players and what they can do. So, I think across key leaders, Vossi, Brian Cook, Luke Sayers, I thought the board as well. Yeah, there's probably a few weeks where you're sort of, in my role, you're watching closely to see how people are going to react, but I felt nothing but support through that period. And, it's great for all of them now, seeing the turn and seeing them be able to enjoy some wins.
So moving to current affairs, Brad, do you sit on match committees?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I sit in all the coaches' meetings. Yeah, so that sort of evolves, as you know, throughout the week.
Yeah, well, so sitting in on those and observing and partaking, being a part of the decisions that need to be made, how do you see the balance of the side being affected with you know, some of your name players sort of coming back in the next sort of 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah, it is truly one of those great problems to have. Like, I've sort of been in the past, we've had injuries, and you're sort of trying to, you know, hope that we can hold it together through that period. And, you know, I look at the last month and seeing players come in and step up, and then, but yeah, like, you look at the calibre of some of the, you know, Walsh and Scherer and Harry and McGovern and, you know, Silvani, and, you know, there's, I've missed any, but there's, yeah, there's some real quality to come back in that we'll have to, you know, the players, there's probably got to be some unfortunate players along the way, but then there's some players that we probably couldn't tip out either because of the form they've been in. So yeah, really really good problem to have. I feel like our whole playing list is in pretty good form, even the VFL yesterday. So there's some real pressure for spots, but yeah, everyone's really happy for each other as well. But it's going to be a pretty challenging match committee over the next couple of weeks, hopefully, and hopefully the rest of the list stays intact.
Carlton GM of Football is with us, Brad Lloyd. What is the update on Harry and how is he tracking?
He's tracking well, yep. So, yeah, really the early sessions this week, we'll get an indication of availability. But, yeah, he's tracking really well. So, yeah, all those players I mentioned will come back in over the next couple of weeks. So, we'll be able to update in the next couple of days on who's available this week. But, yeah, he's going really well.
And Jack Silvani, obviously with that scare with his knee, how's he pulling up?
He's pulling up well. Yeah, he's also bounced out of it really well. So they'll go pretty close this week, I'd suggest.
Seems to me like your conditioning is in really good shape. Is it Andrew Russell who's still in that role?
Yeah, Andrew Russell's in the role, and Rohan, who heads up our medical team. So yeah, they're doing a great job, really, really working well together with the rest of their teams. Yeah, our depth is better this year. We've had a lot of players like, McGovern's played a lot more footy this year. Jack Martin's played a lot more footy. Good to see Marchbank out there. Some like David Cunningham and Fogarty, who have had some challenges there, all up and playing. So those players we haven't seen a lot of in the last couple of years are playing really strong roles at the moment and being able to support the team when we have lost some of the other, mainstays over the last couple of years. So, our list is pretty healthy. We've got a couple of, you know, we've got some really good players out at the moment, but fortunately there have only been, a couple of week injuries. Zach Williams is probably the only key player that's out for the year.
You've been around football for a long time and Michael Voss has obviously been a big... a big figure in the game in the last three decades. You've seen him from the outside. We have a perception of who he is, as a premiership captain, as a leader. What have you learned about him in the last couple of years that surprised you? What are his strengths and attributes in the internal environment at the club?
The first thing I think of is his values. Like, a wonderful person. Outstanding leader, but just really good quality person. And just every single conversation, you know, he's in, you just got full trust in him just as a person and his decision making on it all and how he treats people and how he builds relationships. And I think he's at the top of his game. I love the apprenticeship he did. I love the time he had at Brisbane in regards to sort of putting in the yards there. You know, he's clocked up 150 coaching games now, you know, last week with, you know, his Brisbane games and now Carlton, but time at Brisbane, I love the fact that, yeah, he's been a superstar player, but prepared to go back and do the hard yards at Port for 7 years and then get that other opportunity. And every time there's been an opportunity on the coaching front, he's put his hand up and wanted to get back into the system. So, yeah, like, wonderful leader. He's, you know, the best thing that's ever happened to Carlton Footy Club in my view. And, you know, he really leads, he's well respected. I think people are happy for him at the moment as well, just to see the hard work he puts in, very well prepared, very good across the board. So he's leading the club really well.
Bro, there's a few suspicious Carlton fans texting through, worried about Sam Doherty's calf. Is there a tear in there? Have you scanned him? And can you give them an update?
Nah, he got more of a kick in the calf. So, yeah, we'll have a look at it because the boys were away yesterday. We'll have a better look at it this morning when we get in. But, very minor, just a bit of a kick in the calf. And, look, it's one of those ones. It was a bit precautionary. I know Bossy and Andrew Russell had a chat with him at three-quarter time and see how he was going, and decided to keep him going, and then sub him as the quarter went on. So it was more precautionary, but we'll have a better look today. But I don't think it'll be anything major.
Where's your list at? And players that you're making decisions on now, like Jack Silvani, why wouldn't they have been? Why wouldn't he, I ask you specifically, be offered a contract yet?
Yeah, look, it has been an interesting one, the list, because you know, you go back sort of 8 or 10 weeks ago, you're sort of having a look, and there was a lot of there was probably a lot of opportunity for movement or gaps on the list. But you know, we've seen a lot of players that I've mentioned before that have come through and who really deserve their spot on the list. So we're working through that at the moment. It's good to get a couple signed of late with Tommy DeConning, and we're working through a few others. So yeah, with Jack, he's one. We're talking to his manager pretty regularly, so both parties are pretty comfortable with where it's at. So we're working through that. He's one of probably three or four players that we're talking to and working through where that sits. Look, he's a quality AFL player. He's pretty valuable for us, but not quite there yet. So he's a number of list spots we're working through.
I reckon when Caleb Marchbank tapped his hands, I think that was like getting a little tap on your patella. You sort of your lower leg just goes up. That was just a knee jerk reaction. There wasn't a lot very convincing some of the Carlton boys on what happened there, but you're pretty happy with the outcome.
Happy with the outcome, yeah, certainly, yeah. We've had a few others go our way, so I thought we were due, but I thought sure, when Pickett kicked that goal, thinking they got us last year with that, but there was that much, there was that much on the line. It would be a miracle if someone didn't get to it, but yeah, glad it went our way. He's probably sick of being asked whether he touched it or not. He thinks he touched it, so yeah.
Operationally, you're happy with how the arc works.
Yeah, I am. Look, it's all well. I didn't think with technology like this, it's I haven't sort of looked into it too much myself personally. But yeah, if there's always advancements or better technology, I think we need to keep pushing the boundaries there and keep looking at it. But if it's the best we've got at the moment, that's fine. But if there's better out there, we keep looking at it. But haven't spent a lot of time on that one.
Brad, it's great for the league when Carlton are flying, and they are absolutely flying with still a large amount of work to be done. Congratulations on your in-season turnaround and your role in that, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Great. Thanks, Kane. Thanks, Bucks.
There's no doubt it's an exciting time to be a Blue Bagger. Visit carltonfc.com.au/membership, or you just call them 1300 227 586 to become a member and join over 93,000 Carlton members today. Getting a lot of texts coming through saying the loudest game that anyone has been to this year was at the MCG, and the noise that those Blues fans have made. So if you want to join the crew, you can do that. Give them a call or jump on the website.